Third parak of Yuma Mishnah Hey, we are continuing the Seder Hayoim of the Avodah. So the Kohen Gadol put on his big day kahuna, and they afterwards brought in the Korban HaTomid, and he shechted it and sprinkled with blood. Then it says, "Ketayu shel shachay tekreve ben evorin ben dam evorin." The morning ketayus, the Mishnah says, it was brought between the dam, sprinkling of the blood of the tamid, and burning the evorin, the limbs of the evorin. Yes. Okay. Maita, there was also hadlokas haneiros that was done before the Evarim afterwards. But I mean to say that it's between the, in respect to the Korban HaTomid, the Ketoyah was after the sprinkling of the Dam of the Korban HaTomid and before they burned the Evarim of the Korban HaTomid. Shalvein Abayim, the Ketoyah of the afternoon was Bein Abayim and Asachim. It was done after it was burnt after not only did they sprinkle the blood of the Talmud Shul Ben Abayim, but they also brought up the Evarim, the limbs of the Korban on the Mizbech. They burnt it, and only afterwards would they bring the Ketores in the afternoon. Im hoya koyen godum zoken oy istenis mecham lechamim. If the Kohen Gadol was old and he was frail, or he was a delicate type of nature that he gets colds, so they would heat up water for him on Erev Yom Kippur, and matilim v'seichat tzoinim, and they would pour this hot water that they prepared from Erev Yom Kippur into the cold water, and they would pour that on Yom Kippur kedei shetafik tzinosan, so that the coldness of the water should be lessened. It shouldn't be so cold. In other words, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Kippur, but if you just put a little bit of hot water into the cold water, it's not going to be cooking the water, it's just going to get a little bit warmer.